I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Persecution in India has trended upward for years, but today, India's minority Christians were called on not to endure silently, but rather to make a public stand in pursuit of peace. A group called the National Christian Front organized nationwide protests for June 9th against the systemic violence done against them. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
It's kind of like they said, you know, we've had enough of this, and it's time to stand up together, and it's time to band together.
Other minorities and organizations support the call for true religious freedom in India, where anti-conversion laws too often open the door for mob rule. Here's one way that you can find your place in the story.
In terms of what we can do is to be praying. Let's pray that, the church in India would be unified.
Then how might child sponsorship be leveraged to change the child's community for Christ as well? AMG International recently tested a new model. Brian Dennett explains that the basic idea is to work with the sponsored child's parents.
We help them to learn how to dream, how to plan for their future, how to take stock of the resources that they have, and then consider what the gaps in their life are in realizing those dreams and hopes.
Families involved in pilot efforts in Uganda have experienced outstanding results.
We consider these opportunities to start conversations, to love people well, and to show them Jesus through our work. So the gospel revolves around everything that we do.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.